James Cullen, we've reached the halfway stage of the Donegal International Rally. Bit of movement this morning. We still have Callum Devine in the lead. He's lost a little bit of time on stage 10. Matt Edwards now 23.6 seconds adrift at the halfway stage. And behind them, Alistair Fisher in third, Josh Moffat fourth, Marion Evans fifth, Sam Moffat sixth, Declan Boyle seventh, Kevin Gallagher eighth, Gary Jennings ninth, and James Stafford in 10th. It's been an interesting morning.
I think it has been. It was bubbling up really nicely this morning, and like real pressure rallying is what everyone's come to see. It's maybe a shame from the spectating point of view that Matt made a wee slip this morning, but you know, with the pressure and the pace of those guys, the slips have to come. That's the first one. Will there be more? Will there be somebody else? So it's all, you know, it's not over. It's all to play for. It's a little bit more now a psychological game for a few stages, and if Callum can now stay in control for the next three, like then it's a law of diminishing returns, then, is it? So he's in the favourite spot at the minute, like so. But this thing can turn in his head, like as we know, down the years and at the flip of a coin. So who knows?
And if we look further down the leaderboard, of course, we've a couple of good little battles there. Sam Moffat and Declan Boyle, that could still be an interesting battle. And Kevin Gallagher, well, what a morning it's been for him in the modifieds.
What a morning it's been for him. It's a super car and a highly underrated driver. Like, and Kevin's been about a long time, knows his way about. That thing over the top of Knockalla, like, must be something else. Like, it's a pure racing car, like, and but has to be driven. Unbelievable times. Like, they really are, all credit to the two guys and them. Like, and well, it's helped lit up the weekend. Like, you know, it's not just the top four or five. This is all the way down, and the farther back you go, all the big class battles are happening, and those guys are going as hard as they're able to go, and it's important to them as it is for Callum and Matt and those guys and Josh.
Now, the weather conditions, it's been fairly sunny, if not cool and windy today. A couple of the competitors still looking at tyre choice and a few changes there, and that could yet be important.
Well, Josh has taken a bit of a gamble there. Now, he was quickest in Cairnhill with the medium tyre, and I think he's hoping that the rain that caught him out the last day maybe might blow in. If it happened to blow in, a wee skip at the right place for him could change the thing around again, look, but he's in a position to gamble now, and you know, but I don't know if it's a good gamble or not, but it'll spice things up if it comes, if he gets away with it, and if the weather conditions play in his favour.
So, in conclusion, halfway, we've had some great action so far, and no doubt there's plenty to come.
There's definitely plenty to come. Like, as we all know down the years, this rally's definitely not over to the Atlantic Drive's finished. It's been a great spectacle. Touch wood, and as long as we get home safe and people have enjoyed it, there's been loads of action that we've been missing for years. So we just, as long as we have a nice safe weekend now, and let the guys do what they're able to do, and the girls, and see them all home safe on Sunday.